There's a simple truth from God's word that can break the grip of fear forever. I know this because I have faced the kind of fear that keeps you up at night staring at the ceiling, wondering if you're about to lose everything you've worked for. For me, it was the fear of not having the money to pay our mortgage, to keep the very land I believed that God had called us to use for His glory. Nearly 25 years ago, we bought our home, which sits on 4 acres, and we named it Stillwaters Ranch. Just about the time, my husband and I were convinced we had to downsize to cut our expenses and leave our God-sized dream for the next owner, the Holy Spirit got a hold of our daughter with a vision to launch a charitable garden that would feed our community. We wanted to support her and make it happen, and it certainly aligned with what we'd always believed about using our land for the glory of God. But the bills were piling up and the numbers didn't add up. Maybe you've been there too, that anxious knot in your stomach when you look at your bank account wondering how you're going to make it through the month. Fear whispers, you're going to lose it all. God's not coming through for you. Sound familiar? Then stay with me. We're going to discuss what 2 Timothy 1:7 says about fear, what God gives us instead of fear, and a 3-step formula to overcome fear. I'm also going to invite you to believe and speak this Bible-based declaration with me. The Spirit of God is stronger than the spirit of fear. At the end, I'm going to share a simple activity that you can do the next time you're afraid that will help you break the grip of fear. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am glad that you're here. I invite you to subscribe if you haven't already, and don't forget to turn on notifications so that you join me each week as I read from the Bible and share a life-giving declaration. Today I'm going to be reading 2 Timothy 1:7 from the New Living Translation. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Let that sink in. Fear is not from God. Every anxious thought and sleepless night, that is not your inheritance as a child of God. Instead, He has given you power, love, and self-discipline. That is your spiritual DNA. Fear doesn't just steal our peace, it tries to steal our purpose. You were made by God to be loved by God, to belong to God, and to be cared for by God. That is His purpose for you. And I talked about all that last week. I'm not going to lie. Fear is powerful, but it's not from God. And it is nowhere near as powerful as God. The Bible demonstrates again and again that the Spirit of God is stronger than the spirit of fear. That is the truth that I want to be declaring, don't you? So say it with me. The Spirit of God is stronger than the spirit of fear. Fear messes with our thoughts and causes us to question what we know to be true about God. Well, I had no doubt that my daughter had heard from God about the charitable garden. I couldn't get away from stressing over our painfully tight finances. Anxiety swirled in my mind and I cried out to God, and He showed me a 3-step formula to overcome fear that's rooted in 2 Timothy 1:7. This formula does have the power to forever change how you deal with fear. When fear disrupts your peace of mind, the first thing to do is to call on God's power. You are neither helpless nor alone. God is with you, and He has granted you access to His divine power. 2 Corinthians 10:3 and 4 says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds." And that includes the stronghold of fear. Ephesians tells us that these divinely powered weapons are the Word of God and praying in the Spirit. So, stand on the truth in Scripture and pray the truth in Scripture. I will never forget when I was on my way to a meeting with a very impressive, highly sought-after literary agent. Even the fact that I landed an in-person interview was a big deal. Now, I was at this writer's conference and I was walking to that interview and I was suddenly gripped with fear. I mean, the heart pounding, right? The palms sweating. I was freaking out, wondering, what am I going to say? Do I even have anything to present? And I just stopped and I said, wait a minute. This is not from God. This fear that I'm feeling is not from God. God has given me power and love and self-discipline. And so I said, I just claim that right now. No fear in Jesus' name. Instead, power, love, and self-discipline. And I went to that meeting and I nailed it. We connected. I shared my idea for a book. And she invited me to send her a book proposal. And that later that night at dinner, when I was at the table with some other acquisitions editors and people in the industry, they were all, you were invited by this agent to submit a proposal? They're like, good for you. You're the only one I know of that she invited. And it was because I had committed 2 Timothy 1:7 to memory. I remembered in that moment to call on God's power, and He was with me. God has not only given us a spirit of power, but also of love. The second step to overcome fear is to believe in God's love. What I mean by that is for you to trust that because God loves you enough to send His Son to die for you, He's going to take care of you. Romans 8:32 sums it up beautifully. Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? That is so good. God bought you, redeemed you, canceled the debt of your sin at great cost. He loves you so very much, and His love compels Him to take care of you. That means He doesn't just feel compassion when you're afraid. His love for you is demonstrated in how He cares for you. Whenever you're afraid, think about God's love for you and remember that nothing can touch your life without first passing through Him. Even Satan had to get permission from God to torment Job, and God put limits on what Satan could do to Job. My friend, you will experience peace in the midst of your fear when you believe in God's love. There's one more step in the formula that God gave us in 2 Timothy 1:7 to overcome fear. But first, I want to tell you about an exciting opportunity that I have coming up for you very soon. I'm going to be teaching a live interactive online Bible study, and I would love for you to join me. All you have to do is sign up for my email list. And I'm going to put a link in the description, and then I will send you an email with all the details. I could also use your help getting the word out about this class. So sign up for my email, and then when you receive the info about the Bible study, send it to everyone you know who might be interested in joining me face-to-face over Zoom very soon. I really appreciate you. Okay, back to our three-step formula. Whenever fear keeps you awake, robs you of peace, and lies to you about God's care and concern, remember, you can control your response to fear. Fear is a natural human response. I've talked previously about how our brains are wired to ruminate for reasons of survival. But just because we feel fear doesn't mean we feed fear. When I get hit by the fear of losing our property, I pray something like, God, you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. You can provide in ways that I can't even imagine. I refuse to buckle by calling the real estate agent to escape the financial pressure. And instead, I keep moving forward with plans for this nonprofit, for this charitable garden, trusting that if God wants it, He's going to make a way for it. I am choosing to discipline my mind to think about God's power and love. I choose to speak faith. God is going to provide everything He has promised. I choose to silence the fear with declarations of truth. Just last week, we needed resources now to feed and house a flock of chickens that would become part of our food ministry. And I had no idea where we were going to get the money. My daughter was freaking out, Mom, what are we going to do for the feed or the supplies? We got to build this chicken coop, right? But God began moving hearts. Local vendors stepped up and donated items. Shout out to our local tractor supply store. Supporters sent funds and other needed resources. And suddenly, what seemed impossible became a testimony of God's faithful provision. The very thing I feared losing became the platform for God to show His power. God can do the same for you, my friend. Here's your challenge this week. I know from experience that it will help you break the grip of fear. Grab a notebook and at the top of the page, write down the words of 2 Timothy 1:7 and then memorize it. And then whenever fear tries to take hold of you, write down that fear underneath the Bible verse. And then claim the truth of the Bible verse over it. This intentional activity will help you retrain your brain's automatic wired response to fear. Overcome fear forever by taking the initiative to call on God's power. He has more than enough strength to get you to the other side of whatever it is that's haunting your thoughts. Believe in God's love. No fear or concern is too big or too small for God. What matters to you matters to Him because He loves you. And finally, control your response to fear. Start thinking about what you're thinking about and align your thoughts with the truth about God's power and love. And then watch how God transforms your fear into a faith-filled testimony. I know it's not easy. Self-discipline is never easy, but God will help you. Let's pray and ask Him to do that right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that your word promises not only that fear is not from you, timidity is not from you, but Lord, you do give us a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. I love how your word says that you are faithful to help us complete the good work that you start in us, and that you are the one that works in us to will and to act according to your purposes. Lord, you give us everything we need to have the discipline, Lord, to walk out that power and that love that you pour out into us through your Holy Spirit. And so, Father, I just pray for anyone right now who's listening that is struggling with fear, God, that they would just take their thoughts captive and say, fear is not of God. Father, you have given me love, power, and self-discipline. And so, Lord, I pray that you would empower them even now, that you would grant them the peace that they need to sleep at night. I love how your scripture says that you keep us in perfect peace and that, Lord, you make us dwell in safety. And that's why we can lie down and sleep in peace. And so, Father, I pray against the spirit of fear that is tormenting anyone listening, God. And I pray instead that they would be filled with that peace that surpasses human understanding, that gift, Father, of your spirit that you have poured into us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us everything that we need, and we choose to be intentional and to walk it out as your children. And we ask for your help. In Jesus' name, This prayer may be finished, but know that I'm praying for you, and I believe your breakthrough is coming. Now, before you go, I would like to ask one more favor of you. Would you please click or tap the like button? And better yet, let me know in the comments, what fear are you surrendering to God's power today? I would love to pray for you. I'd also love to meet you in Bible study, so don't forget to sign up for the email that I'm going to be sending you soon. A good video to watch next is the one that I did about ruminating. It's called This Mental Habit is Stealing Your Happiness. All you gotta do is click on that thumbnail you're gonna see on the right side of your screen. Don't forget to declare the Spirit of God is stronger than the spirit of fear. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.